Hey y'all, you're listening to The Neighborhood, where we get all up in your business, talking about self, family, friends, and finances. For now, this is not a conversation about relationships because we are minding our own business. But trust and believe, once we get that straight, the rest will follow. You know me. I'm your nosy neighbor, Inertia Justice. So go get your coffee, your tea, or whatever it is you're sipping on these days. And let's chat. Today, we're talking about overflow. If you saw the thumbnail for this segment, then you would think overflow is a bad thing. If you're listening to Christians, overflow is a good thing. Well, just like everything, it depends on your perspective, honey. You've heard people challenge the idea of the glass being half empty or half full. For the person who has consumed the missing portion of the beverage, the glass is half empty. For the person wanting to consume the beverage, the glass is half full. And they'd probably like for you to continue pouring. Okay, I know. You're trying to figure out, where am I going with this? In our last chat, we talked about friends and friend circles. Who to let in and how close they should be if and when you let them in. Oh, and overflow also has to do with distance and boundaries as well. You can think of overflow this way. If someone threw a bucket of water at you, the people closest to you would get wet. The same would be true if people were standing next to you and someone threw a bucket of money at you. The people closest to you would be more likely to pick up the most cash. So let's change that water to pain and discomfort and money to joy and love. This is what happens to you all the time, whether you know it or not. When you're having a good day, you smile and you're kind to the people around you. But when you're mad, honey, anybody can get it. Okay? I know we've all had those I'm not the one today moments. But what goes around comes around. So the people who are closest to you are doing the same thing. This is why we have to learn to not personalize other people's moods and actions. And this is also why we have to be careful who we have in our friend circle and how close we allow them to get to us. If you surround yourself with miserable people, before long, you'll begin to feel miserable. The same thing with complainers, lazy people, liars and cheaters. Wait a minute. Liars are possibly the most damaging people to be around. See, the thing about a liar is their habits of lying most likely developed as a child, and no one around them was able to help them break that habit. And this habit was most likely some form of self-defense from, you know, reprimand or maybe just being disappointed. A person who lies about anything will lie about everything. This behavior was created by distrust and it fuels distrust. First, they distrust themselves, which breeds distrust in others and allows themselves to be dishonest and justify it because they feel everyone around them is dishonest as well. It's an awful habit. Check to see if you've been dishonest to yourself or anyone around you. And do your best to get to the bottom of the reason that's making you feel compelled to lie. As an adult, the rule of thumb is, if you can't whoop me, then you can't make me lie to you. I'm going to tell you the truth and you'll have to live with it. If you find that you have liars in your circle, distance yourself as soon as possible. It's infectious. And this is the type of overflow you want to avoid at all cost. All right, I know what you're thinking. That's not very friendly. If I have a friend around me with an issue, shouldn't I try to help? Shouldn't I allow my honesty to overflow onto them? Unfortunately, that's not the case with liars. If a person is an adult and they're lying, this is a deep-seated impaired judgment. And until they recognize that it's there and try to correct it themselves, there is nothing you can do. This is the place where we talk about self-care and overflow. Remember last segment, we talked about having to have a full cup before we could overflow or help anyone else that was around us. Now, for your own self, You have to fill yourself up with kindness and joy. This is an all-day job, unless you have learned to manage your boundaries and not take other people's actions and moods personally. Okay, so here's the question. How do I fill myself up? Start with, of course, setting boundaries. Something simple, like not answering the phone when you're watching your favorite program, not allowing people to show up unannounced at your house. For my millennials, that means not allowing people to just drop by without calling first. Then you'll lead to something bigger, like taking time to appreciate all that you have accomplished in your life. Everyone who is older than 7 has had to go through some type of trial and tribulation. They look back at it and think it was the hardest part of their life, but you've made it. Or maybe you're in the midst of a hard time now, but you're persevering. You're hanging in there. Day by day, you're getting things done. So take some time to appreciate you. And then maybe you can branch out into trying something new, something you've always wanted to try, some new food, some new activity, some new place by yourself. It's important that you do these things by yourself to decide if you want to do more of it, you want to do less of it, or if you want to show it to someone else. And there it is, the overflow. I can't think of overflow without remembering one of my favorite scenes in The Color Purple. Shug Avery had just come to Mister's house and he told Celie to help her clean up. She was in this small foot tub overflowing with water. And even though she was spewing these mean words at Celie, "You sure is ugly," Celie continued to clean her up and pour her compassion out all over Shug Avery. Now I know what you're thinking. But Celie was being beat. She was being held hostage. But if you remember, at this point, Celie had found a joy inside of herself. And it wasn't tied to Mister, his house, or his kids. She had filled herself up with learning new and better ways to complete her task around the house to avoid the danger of a dissatisfied Mister. So no matter how angry he was, how much hatred overflowed, she was already full. So there was no space for his anger. There was no space to fear him. She had found her joy. Now, aren't you lucky that we're not held hostage in our homes? That we're not physically beaten at our jobs when we're not completing tasks according to our employer? Yet somehow, we haven't quite managed to learn the art of filling ourselves up so that other people's moods and actions won't fit. We take on other people's moods. We take on the moods of our friends. We take on the dissatisfaction of our employers. And as a result, we have bad days. Once you fill up, everything else is overflow. I hope that helps you in some way, my loves. I'm gonna see you next Friday when we talk about enough. Thank you for joining me this week. The neighborhood is better because you're in it. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and follow me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's Inertia Justice, InertiaJustice. Also, check out some of my books on my website, www.inertiajustice.com. And if you love the show, please leave comments, or if they give you an opportunity to rate the show, rate the show. Share the link with a friend. Until then, you know I love you more. Sometimes it's easy to see why I enjoy our time. When I have your undivided attention, being lost in the depths of your thoughts, consumed in your dimension sometimes. It's hard to accept the fact that I'll never occupy that perfect place, being caught up and without a care because our futures are laced, and sometimes it's understandable. While you put up a front and your heart is intangible, it's because women have chipped and chipped away at your ego
extorted your views and thumbed their nose because what you think and what they think don't travel along the same lines. And sometimes I see us in bubbles, symbolic of troubles, and we just blow, tall off and rest our head on a pillow of uncertainty. Because sometimes it's all clear to me, but other times these bubbles are more like suds, soupy and flat, and make the tub flood. Too much, too fast, unexpected, shared the same start, but somewhere along the line was neglected, ruined the moment and left a mess behind. See, it's our own fault sometimes. We have to stay focused and see things through. What we really need to do is learn to take things step by step, ease away and slowly determining the temperature and the depth. Make sure the conversation is more than just a string of sophisticated lines. It won't happen overnight, but be patient. It'll take some time. By Inertia Justice, www.inertiajustice.com. Thank you.